Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
This week's parsha is the parsha of Chukat, which is, to put it mildly, an enigmatic parsha. Firstly, we have the mitzvah of the parah adumah, of the red heifer, which is the classic example of a chok, of a law in the Torah that really has no rational explanation. And we cannot see its relevance to anything. The Talmud tells us that even the wisest of all men, King Solomon, attempted to understand what the law of Parah Adumah entailed and what moral lesson we could learn from it. And to quote his words, Amarti echkoma, I said that I will be wise about this, but vehi rechoko mimeni, I see that it is far away from me, that I still don't understand it. And therefore, this is really the ultimate chok, the ultimate bowing of man's will to God's command, even though God's command to us really cannot be explained, and we don't see how it benefits anyone, and we don't see what it produces, and we don't see why it should be this way. But maybe that itself is the reason, is that we should realize that not only is there a higher presence than us, but there's a higher wisdom than us, and that man is finite and the Lord is infinite, and what to us looks strange and unimaginable and unreasonable in a different plane and under different understanding and a different level of spirit is obvious and necessary and holy. The other enigmatic parts of this week's parsha deal firstly with the death of Aaron and the death of Miriam, the two great people who led the Jewish people out of Egypt, and not only led them out of Egypt, but who helped them survive in the terrible slavery of Egypt. Moshe, we should not forget, was absent for most of the time. Moshe fled when he was in his early 20s. He doesn't come back till he's 80. So for almost 60 years, Moshe is absent from the scene. That entire generation during those 60 years of servitude, and the end was more difficult than the beginning, were sustained by Miriam and sustained by Aaron. Miriam also is the savior of Moshe. She's the one that doesn't allow him to drown in the Nile or be consumed by the crocodiles. And so they are the true heroes of the Jewish people. And Aaron's the most beloved of people. Oev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. Everybody mourned Aaron's death. Yeah, so why, God could have kept them around a few more years, which is always the question that we have when facing mortality, certainly the mortality of good and fine and necessary people. And so that also remains enigmatic. That also has no easy answers. It's also God's inscrutable will. And then we have Moshe Rabbeinu's punishment for striking the rock instead of speaking to the rock. So what's so bad about that? Why does that warrant that he should not enter the land of Israel? So there are many explanations given, but sometimes in the Torah, as in life, the question always remains, no matter how good the answer is. And I think this is one of the cases where all the answers are correct and understandable. We understand that Moshe lost his temper. Moshe had an opportunity to speak, and speech is much more important than force. We understand all of that. But at the end of the day,
it's somewhat unsatisfying.
It's right. I mean, so, and all of Jewish history would have been changed if Moshe would have taken us in the land of Israel. All of human history would have been changed. Everything, so why? No, so there are no answers to why. They say that there was once a philosophy exam at the Sorbonne, and the only question that was put on the board was the word why. And there only were two correct answers. One was why not, and the other was because. So
that pretty much sums up this week's Parsha as well.
It's because, and so we have to deal with that too. And we all know that in life there are many things that we have to deal with that are mysterious, enigmatic, irrational, inexplainable.
But they don't detract from our...
But they don't detract from our faith, and they don't detract from our purpose, and they are not there as an excuse. You know, I don't understand God, therefore I can go out and rob a bank. That is not allowed. And so that itself, perhaps, is the greatest lesson of the Parsha, and the greatest lesson that we can derive from it, and how to continue to live our own lives.
Rabbi Beryl Wein on Parshat Chukot.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.